almost like nobody's watching.
Here's what we do for a highly intense special effects here. You're representing me. There you go. We got everybody in the chat dropping in your ear from you and what the weather's like. So, how are you doing this morning?
We're doing well. I will freely admit that my dance inspiration is Elaine from Seinfeld.
Elaine?
Yeah, I don't know. There's the one episode of Seinfeld where she dances and
at the wedding.
Yeah. That's my dance inspiration. I want to get there. That's I'm gonna level up.
It's hard to mimic.
You know, that is aspiring to greatness, be it great,
I believe,
great, bad, just go for it. Be the best at what you can or cannot do.
Exactly. Why shoot for the middle when you can shoot for the very bottom?
Why be average?
When you can be the worst. And bring the average down.
There you go.
For the rest of us, we thank you. Mm-hmm. You make us look really great.
There we go. Yeah, that's it. I am the contrast. I am the comparator. And everybody else looks good by comparison. Yeah. Excellent. Good morning, gang. Brent, how are you doing?
You know what? I'm doing fantastic today. I didn't think I was gonna be here today, but I'm here. Tomorrow morning is the day I leave for vacation, so I won't be here next week, is exactly
Next week, in the time of the coronavirus, what is time anyway, exactly, other than a man-made construct? You know,
what is next week even, really?
Exactly.
Yeah, very much so. It's the time for reflection, isn't it? Or thinking about time.
It's a time for something, that's sure.
Very cool. So hello to everybody in the chat. Already seeing some weather reports going by there. It's always fun to see what's happening to people. I was in a call yesterday, and a team that had folks all across the U.S., and some folks were getting hail and some other extreme weather. Ooh. Oh, a flood warning. One group of set of people were getting hail. One other group was facing a flood warning. I'm like, ooh, okay. Well, let me know if, I don't know, you got to run out and put plywood on the windows or something. We can cancel the call. We can move it. That's in the back of my mind anyway. So first, depending where you are, could be some extreme weather, I guess. So yeah, we have the amazing Tricia Ransom with us here this morning. Tricia, go ahead and introduce yourself. You haven't been with us yet, so folks haven't met you in this context before.
No, they haven't. Hi, everyone. My name is Tricia Ransom, like a kidnap note, and I've heard every horrible joke ever invented for that last name, trust me. I am coming to you from, where am I? San Jose, California, where it's brutally early in the morning, like way too early. And if it wasn't for the wonderful Brent, I wouldn't be awake at this time. I've been in the learning and development field now for more years than I care to admit. And I'm one of what you call my specialty is everything. I'm usually in a team of one. So I've got across the board specialty. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
And that's a lot of people in our biz, the team of one. We were talking about what to talk about today, you wanted to focus on PLNs, which I think becomes even more important for folks who are teams of one. You need your PLN way more, I would think, often than team people who are in a bigger team already. Let's maybe start we intentionally kind of didn't want to define PLN. We wanted to be mysterious. We were trying to be evocative with the title of this week's session. So we're not going to reveal the P yet. Well, the other P that we had in mind. But what does PLN stand for?
For me, it stands for a personal learning network. And the key word there is personal. And when you're in the team of one, like so many of us are, or you're in a very large organization and you are the only person who does your job in your location, you often, you're lonely. Right? Mm-hmm. You get lonely and nobody speaks your language. Nobody understands what it is that you do, and your personal learning network becomes your lifeline. They keep you sane. And I'm not saying I'm completely sane, but I am saying that my people has kept me, from going too far over into the crazyville. So that's what it is to me. It's about personal and very personal. Yeah, that's mine.
Do you recall when you first heard the phrase PLN? Because I'm going to bet you had one before you knew it had an acronym, for instance.
Everybody has PLN.
Yeah,
everybody does. I mean, even children have PLNs. But the first time I heard the phrase was, you should have prepared me for these questions. I'm just saying. It must have been at my very first back in the day when it was ASTD. Oh, I shouldn't emphasize the S because that sounds like inhale. It was my very first ATD conference when I was living in Chicago. And I think that was the first time I heard it. And I didn't know what it was. But yeah, that was, and it was nice to know that it was a thing that I hadn't just imagined. I wasn't imagining what I was living.
Mm-hmm. Right, giving it a formal concept, yeah. And was that for a session that you went to, or you just saw it written in the list of sessions, or?
Well, so I at the time I didn't have a whole bunch of money, and I had never been to a conference. I had just gotten on Twitter, and I was just building my very first PLN, and somebody told me if you volunteer at the conference, you get to get in for the day for free. I had to work in the speaker's room back in the day when the speaker's room was actually where all the speakers had to go to physically print up the takeaways. It was that long ago. They had to print up things. And there was Marsha Connor. Her Twitter name was @MarshaMarsha. She's the one who got me and kept me on Twitter in the first place. She mentioned it. And ever since, yeah, that's it.
Very cool. So before doing Twitter, would you have thought that you had much of a PLN, prior to that?
Yes, because before I got on Twitter, I had worked at a very large international consulting firm that did trainings for ERP rollouts, a big, huge software rollout. So I was on a team. These teams were like 30 learning and development people, hundreds of consultants, and we would travel. So in that sense, yes, I was part of one because you bond when you're working. Mm-hmm. That was back when we'd work 12-hour days. You have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with them. You'd bond. You would talk about what it is you were doing. And then when I stopped working there, I got my master's degree at a university in Chicago. And I took a lot of in-person classes because although I say I don't like people, I like to bounce ideas off of people. I learn best by BSing with other people and having them challenge me. And that, when I was getting my master's degree and having people challenge me, was when I really understood what these networks can do. Until then, nobody ever really challenged me. Everybody's like, yeah, okay, what you say is right. And I love that.
I think way back before the tech and everything, it was always your Rolodex. I can remember my dad and adults when I was a kid growing up. It was like, mm-hmm. You got to have a Rolodex. You got to have names. You got to have a network of people that you can connect with it all the time. And it was your Rolodex. All
the names. Remember those little phone books, the little address books? They were like this, like mm-hmm. that big, and they were red or black, and it said address on the outside, and you would write people's names and phone numbers in there. Yeah.
Nope, that. Yeah. And then you'd run out of room for a particular letter on the page scribbling it in and say, oh, it should go here. But then you buy a new one and you take a whole transferring by hand
God, I hated that. Yeah. And you run out of room on the S's. It's like, look, S's continued on Q. Okay, for the young people in the chat, we're sorry. But this is what we used to have to do.
We only go back in time every so often during these. So we'll try to we'll try to stay current for you young
people. Oh, the business cards. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, and you would graduate from college, and that would be like a great graduation gift. An engraved business card holder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the way... I wasn't good at networking that way. I do better through electronics for some odd reason.
Yeah, one of the things I'm thinking of, I mean, Brett's talking about the Rolodex, right? So that's, if you wanted to reach out to someone, you'd find them and it would be a one-to-one thing. You'd pick up the phone, I guess, and you would call them. But with the advent of social media, you can tag into or tap into the whole PLN in one motion now. You can, you know, one blast out on Twitter, hey, anybody got experience with this or whatever? And you're not having to do, you know, one-to-one and chiming in. So it's definitely an improvement, I would say, in being able to have the PLN actually support you and help you figure things out and provide help and those sorts of things.
I will say, to build on that, that I have a very close PLN, not going to name any names, but one person's in Canada, one's in the Chicagoland area, one is down in Southern California, I'm up in Northern California, and another one is just sitting right here at the microphone in front of his face. And the fact that we can have the support across all the time zones, across an entire continent, is really, truly amazing. And that segues into the next point that there's very few points that I wanted to touch on, but this is one of them, is you need to know where to go to develop your personal learning network. And a network is exactly what it says. It's not a blast. It's not a, hey, look at me, or hey, read this, or hey, listen to me talk. It is having friends like Brent that say, okay, Trish, hush, be quiet now and let me speak. And you're wrong. Yeah. So that's it. But
that's totally not my style. But we do have friends who do are very tactful at that. Me, not so much.
I'm not so tactful. Brent and I are not so tactful. But
but you know that about each other. So you've already come to an agreement that that's how you can do it, right? In that context. So if we're working on a PLN and we're largely, we're following people on Twitter and connecting those sorts of ways, what strikes me is how do you go from encountering someone there to building the trust to be able to either contribute to their PLN or have them, you know, contribute back to you in that way. What are some of the things that people can think about doing? Because we see people's names, we see their pictures, but how do we know that Brent's going to be kind of a jerk and you can, no.
I'm not saying Brent's a jerk.
No,
that Brent has very decided opinions, as do I, and neither he nor I are shy in sharing said opinions, whether or not we agree with each other. But the moving from knowing somebody, you know, like on a social media platform to knowing somebody is, that's the trick there, isn't it, right? For me, it was people who talked to me. So somebody sends out a blast, somebody replies, and you have the Twitter. I've got Twitter up right now. I don't have it on my other monitor so I can focus on you guys. But it's the people who reply, who talk back and forth. And I'm always looking for the people who challenge me. So Harold just asked how you initiate a PLN. For me, it was organic. It just happened. They were people that I interacted with a lot and people I kept running into. So if you go to 2 conferences a year, who do you see in every session that you go to? You know, a lot of what happened for me. You know, who do you keep running into in the hallway? Who do you keep just hitting upside, you know? And also, who do you interact with the most? And I'm not talking about people who reply to you, great, great idea, yes, or as where I work, their favorite phrase is, I plus one that, and they literally say plus one. That's not what I'm talking about. It's the group of people that ask you, why do you think that?
Yeah, it's getting a little bit deeper and it's going that way. And I think the thing that's important for most people, whenever something gets a name, right? Whenever we name something like a PLN, the next thing that always happens is that there becomes a process and there becomes a structure and a way to get one of these things or to engage in one of these things. And I think a PLN is something it does have to be organic and it takes time, right? Like it's relationships really is what you're building, and you're building it within the construct or the context of your work and your career. And it takes time, and it's a two-way conversation too, right?
It is such a two-way conversation. And you also have to be willing to step out, to leave a network that is no longer doing it for you, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, and I keep saying for me, my personal learning networks, because I'm seeing a lot of things in the chat about communities of practices and whatnot, and those are great. And I will actually say that my personal learning networks started in communities of practices, but oftentimes the communities are larger. So your PLN might be a subset of people. Think of it like when you were in school, be it high school, college, or whatever, the people you studied with, the people you trusted enough to study with, the people you trusted enough that to tell them that you got a C on the test and that you needed help. That's your PLN. That's your personal learning network. It's a personal network.
I think it's helpful it's helpful to have that kind of context and to know that you can kind of jump in and jump out. I mean, and mm-hmm. Sometimes there's structure and formality around different groups, and other times, small collections of folks will come together organically or based on a course or mm-hmm. that you're working together, or I think book clubs are great examples of how people can kind of get together and meet. But I'd like to take it into the technology realm a little bit, because I think it's the tech and social media is really what sort of brought the PLN to the forefront, kind of reflecting back on what we were talking about earlier. You know, prior to Twitter and everything, it was, you had to work a lot harder at it. Now I think sometimes it's hard to find quality because it's almost too easy to jump into a group of folks. And so there does have to be some strategies, I would think.
Right. And Pat, as Patty put in the chat just now, there are a set of actions that help you seed PLN. And I will agree there are some things. And what's worked for me is asking open-ended questions, like, why do you think that? Or how did you come to this belief? Or even, I don't agree with you. Help convince me why. And I'm always looking for the people who don't agree with me. So oftentimes my set of actions are the people who will expand my horizons. Maybe they're in a different field. You know, I will tell you, sales and marketing are so closely intertwined with what we do. You really want to reach out to different areas that you might think are completely outside of what we do. But in sales and in marketing and in learning and development, all of us have the same goal. We want to move people from doing one action to doing something else. That's what we want to do. So don't forget, and it's all about trust. You can't have the use. I shouldn't say you can't. I cannot have a used car salesman in my personal learning network because I don't learn anything from them. They just yell at me and tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You'd look great in this learning theory over here. Can I get you a test drive?
Those LinkedIn emails, like Hi, I came across your profile. I really like this one sentence. So get in touch with me and let me sell you blah. You know,
Yeah, instant disconnect. How do you gracefully back out of a PLN?
Can I just tell the truth here? No. I ghost them.
Just kind of stop showing up.
Most of the people, I just stop.
Thing. Yeah.
I just stop responding. I just stop interacting. I just stop replying. Okay, Tom, I am the Cubs fan. My husband is a White Sox fan. I needed caffeine. These are like 24-ounce cups, so I've got them both. to get out of a PLN, you know, it depends on the level of trust. You could tell people, I'm sorry, you know, this isn't working for me. I feel, now that I've said it out loud, I feel so guilty, but a huge relief. I just left. And that's okay, you know, because people can tell, right?
I think the nature of, especially with the social media type tools, you can't be on all the time anyway, right?
Exactly.
You know, so you don't contribute so much. And you're prioritizing or shifting, et cetera. And I think that's just part of the nature too of social media, that it has, it's not like you're all having to sit together every day at the table in the cafeteria.
Oh, God. Thank God. So. I'm sorry. Thank Bob. There are these great questions in the chat, and I'm going to throw them back out to everybody else because I don't know how to answer these questions. And so let's go ahead and create our own PLN right now. What would your boundaries be when you set up a PLN? So what is important to you? I will say in one of our PLNs, we have the policy of not talking about politics. Learned that the hard way. And also, so.
Everybody drop one into the chat that you can think of. Just pick one, because there's a lot when you're doing those things. But a lot of times we just don't think through, until some conflict happens. And if the PLN doesn't already have that trust built in and nobody has really thought about, hey, how do we, within this group, deal with conflict or different topics or whatever? You know, then it can become an issue. So, maybe there's some other stuff out there we're not thinking of. Jill says quality feedback, respect, and reciprocation.
Okay. And so when you say quality feedback or constructive feedback, when you are talking in terms of a PLN, what does that encompass? I mean, because these could be your friends. These could be the people you really could say, that sucks.
But you're going to say that sucks because, right? I'm going to guess anyway. No one's ever told me that sucks before.
Oh, I've heard it.
No, but if you're talking about how you and Brent can be, you know, blunt, let's say, together, and that's part of your rapport, but it's not just the bluntness. It's the bluntness is part of how you get started, in a sense, for that particular relationship. And then here's why, or here's some stuff that I have in my, you know, experience or whatever, to be able to back up why that sucks, for example.
Right. And so, you know, a lot of assume positive intent. I will say, when I am talking with these guys in our group, I am assuming that whatever they're saying, they're doing it because they want me to be better. And you can't fix something if you don't know it's broken. So you have to go in with that. Be objective and don't get personal. That's a little difficult for me because these are personal learning networks. And so sometimes when other person's like, not on weekends, right? I have to disengage. And sometimes I take the one personal learning network to another PLN and ask for feedback on my interactions. It's growing a relationship. You know, how do you grow a friendship when you have never met a person in person? One PLN, we realized up until 2 years ago, we had never all been together in one spot ever that we knew of. Ever.
Wow.
I mean, beauty of technology, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys, here's what I'm seeing in the chat for your boundaries. Encourage disagreements. Yes. Set boundaries. Very much so. Let me just say, please set the boundaries. Be transparent and honest. You have to honesty. I like the multiple perspectives, right? And then what else are we? What else am I missing here? Alternative ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of also mentions of things like respect and empathy. Which yeah. I think back to what you were just saying a moment ago, that, you know, you are trusting that the folks in your PLN are really trying to help you, genuinely trying to help you improve or help you, et cetera. It's that level of trust that then opens you up to knowing that they're not just being meanies, or what have you.
Well, I have called them meanie heads.
Okay.
You're being a meanie head. But, that's your first gut reaction, because this is what I always say to people. Everybody likes to think they're perfect. I've invented a place in my imagination called Trisha World, where I am the supreme ruler of all and then some. And I am all knowing and perfect in Trisha World. Unfortunately, Trisha World's not the real world. And my PLNs help me go from my brain into the real world. And I can't fix something if I don't know it's broken. But my personal PLNs did not happen overnight. And I did not intentionally set out to grow them. They came about through friendship. I will tell you, there's one person in my PLN. She used to be my boss. We had been friends on Twitter. She's like, I have a job opening, apply. I did. I had to create a project. And it was awful. And she sat there and said, you know what, Trisha? I am disappointed in you. You half-assed this. You should have done better. And I was like, I've lost the job. I know I'm not getting the job, but let me just give me a chance to, so you won't think I'm a horrible loser at what I do. And I ended up getting the job. And that was the beginning of my personal learning relationship with that person. She told me the truth about myself that I didn't want to hear, but that I needed to hear.
Kara? I'm sorry. Is it Kara or Kara? I'm not sure if I'm saying it right.
That's Kara too, right? Kara, you're Kara too. You're the Kara. Kara.
Well, either way, I apologize, but I like your point about open to addressing and placing new boundaries as you go along. I think that's the part of building that trust. And when you're able to kind of push up again certain boundaries, you can't really do that right off the bat, and I wouldn't recommend it. But as your relationships grow and you begin to be able to just, you know, push up a little bit against each other, I think that's when change occurs, right? And it's a really important part that also reflects learning and what we need to do with behavior change within the work that we do, right? Sometimes you do have to push people to their limit just a little bit and make it hard in order for that behavior change to come, because behavior change isn't going to happen if it's too easy.
And Patty, I see that this is the key thing for me. I wish I had more of this in my workplace. So do I, but we are. Didn't happen for me in my workplace. It never happened for me in my workplace. And I didn't want it to happen in my workplace because, you know, like I always say, well, not always, but now it's 2020, whatever century this is, because this past month feels like 300 years. But Coca-Cola can go out of business tomorrow. I mean, growing up as a kid, Sears, who would have thought Sears would go out of business? But boom, here we are, right? Who would have thought JCPenney's? Who would have thought any of these things could happen? So I don't necessarily like my PLNs to be within work. I like it to be a worldwide thing. People outside of work that I can bring ideas into my job, you know, and share with others. But this then becomes, Patty, an instance of where you might want to have more than one. You might want to have your work group because, you know, hey, you work with these people. You're stuck with them for hours and hours and hours of the day. And you take what they say home, but you can also bring stuff to them. So I like to have different ones, and I will bring stuff back and forth, forth and back. That's part of having broad ones and also having different ones for different needs.
Don't assume
a PLN is going to be the PLN. It's like assuming you have one friend.
Yeah. It's a Venn diagram, right? Like a, you know, there's some overlaps, but
you've got
different circles, right?
Yeah. Okay. So you guys listen to Chris. He said it because my hands are flying, which means.
It's so much easier now, though, with technology, right? And having that PLN is also great as a career move. I mean, we haven't pushed on this as part of the conversation too hard, right? But if you're one of those people who've been furloughed or you're looking for work or whatnot, you know, a lot of times your PLN is where your next gig is going to come from. It's where your next full-time job is going to come from. And then at a certain point in your career, you can help other people in your network and recommend them across to other jobs. I mean, it's that becomes extremely powerful.
And, you know, I have the world's crappiest resume. My paper resume sucks. I mean, it's horrible. But I stayed employed all through the big recession and even now I've always stayed employed, and most of my jobs have come from people I know or people that someone within one of my PLNs know, and it's that personal. See, once again, it's personal, it's personal, it's personal. So when your friends, sorry, Tom, I'm a Cubs fan. So when my friends, a personal recommendation goes so much more than a slick portfolio or one great interview where you're putting on a face to the world. If you can have somebody say, I know this person, I've seen them at their best and at their worst, trust me, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. So. In the marketing world, we'll still tell you that word of mouth is the best campaign that you can get, right? You know, that so outstrips the big budget with the commercials, but if someone else is saying something good about something, that carries a lot of weight. So,
yeah. And so, you know, I knew you guys were going to ask a lot of these questions, like, what are the steps? How do we do it? How can I create one? And you know what I'm going to tell you? Talk to people. Mm-hmm. Just have conversations with them. Just talk to them and be honest, you know. I'm not a great technical whiz. Lord knows people start talking about megs and gigs and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it doesn't work. It doesn't do what I want it to do. Can you help me? And you can start, that can be the start of a PLN right there.
Explain it to me in plain English.
Yeah.
If you can't find one, if you can't connect with people, I always tell people, create your own.
Create your own, ask the question. Ask the question that is burning in your mind. It could be, how do you present an idea like this? Or I have to do an e-learning and none of the learners have computers because they are linesmen. Or it could be, what tool should I use? Or it could be, how do I ask my boss for a raise? Or just ask the question of a group of people, and the answers that you get back that hit your gut, those are the people that you want to be with.
And then you could just ask too, right? You could just ask people, hey, do you have a group or a community or folks that you like to hang out with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
at the beginning, and by the way, guys, at the beginning, you won't necessarily have the level of trust to call somebody a meanie head. And that's okay.
Squad goals.
You want to build up to Meanie Head level of trust or build down to. But that's okay. And at the first, you know, at the beginning, it might be you're just talking about our industry or a particular project. And as you talk about it, somebody will say, oh, you're drinking out of a Cubs mug? How dare you? I'm a Cardinals fan or a White Sox fan. It's like, you're wrong. And then there you go. Or Canadians, do you guys still have the Blue Jays? Are they still up there? You still have
Toronto? Well, like every baseball team, they're amorphous at the moment. But yes, technically, there's still a baseball franchise. same as everything in the sports world.
Kim in the chat gives a great drops in a great word that I don't think we've heard yet, and I love the word. It's to serve people, and being in the service of others, I think, is a big part of PLN. And if you go into it, if you just go out into the virtual world with that in mind, you know, everybody is going to want you in their PLN. And so then it becomes really easy if you are being helpful and in service of others.
And wow. Yeah. Okay. So you guys probably should have just interviewed Kim and not me. So you've made me speechless.
We have a network of people in Idiotic, right? Idiotic is its
PLN. So it's Idiotic. All this time, I thought it was Idiot. Oh, that's an idiocy. I thought it was Idiocy.
Oh, it could be that too. How do you want to say that?
Okay. Whatever.
Just like you've had variations of Ransom, you know, throughout your life as a last name, we'll take variations of Idiots and Idiotic and Idiocy. We'll answer to all of them. We're adjusted to that. Yeah.
Another way to serve that is, and yeah, you know, because wow, yeah, and when you meet a person who likes to serve, those are what I call the connectors. And you always want a connector. A connector is somebody who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone. And there are lots of connectors around. Kara North is a connector. She knows everybody, and she will, or she doesn't, she will walk up to them and introduce herself. I'm not that person. I'm the person who remembers the weird stories that other people tell me and like, oh, you should meet so-and-so. And I put them together and then I just ghost out of the conversation because I never know what to say. I'm kind of socially awkward. So then I just stand there like, and then I just disappear. But that's okay because I've introduced two people. And that's what my passion is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The weird stories. Those are the ones that stick with us.
Okay, everybody, if you don't know me on social media, sorry about this, but everybody else knows my husband's name is Jimmy, and Jimmy is a saint. God bless Jimmy. When I go to conferences, I hate going to conferences, and I never want to go to sessions because I'm always afraid I won't know anybody. And honest to God, Jimmy walks me every day to the conference area, and he literally pushes me in. And so he does. But when I talk to him, every person has a tagline. And Brent, you still do. I'm like, Brent Schlink, you know, in Phoenix, he used to be at that one, the head of that one organization that puts on conferences. And Jimmy's like, I know Brent, Trisha, I know him. But everybody, I just repeat it over and over and over again, because
I always thought his name for the longest time was My Most Wonderful Jimmy.
I do call him My Most Wonderful Jimmy. I always call
him name, his official full name.
His official full name is My Most Wonderful Jimmy, who is a saint because he stays married to me because I couldn't do it.
And by the way, we would be remiss if we did not talk about what a fantastic photographer he is. He has a website and takes the most amazing photo, and yeah, super, super, super cool guy.
Okay, Harold is bringing us back to our purpose. Okay. And with a great question. Are there PLN ground rules? And for me, there's one ground rule: trust. If I don't trust you, how can, if I don't trust you, why should I listen to what you say? So for me, my number one most important ground rule is trust. I will only take feedback from people that I trust. It doesn't have to be tactful feedback, but if I trust them, I know that they want what's best for me. So
boundaries are a little bit more tactical though, right? Like trust is something we build over time. Harold, maybe Harold can clarify for me, but maybe, you know, we're thinking like the ground rules might be the tactical things within the conversation that lead to trust, right? Like don't talk about politics, right? Maybe that's a good ground rule. Like maybe
By the way, just trust me. Don't talk about politics in your PLN. Just, you don't want to go there. You really don't want to go there.
It's a career type PLN, right? And if that's how you're structuring the context around it, there's that. But I mean, what other ground rules are there? I mean, Harold has a great question, and it's like,
So for me, I've always grown these organically. So the rules are just implied in our interactions. But if you are trying to set one up, like Patty at work, or was it Eileen, somebody at work, they're trying to create a personal learning network at work, rules might be important. And one of my personal rules of corporate America is that I do not work at weekends. I do not work on weekends, and I do not work at home. So I'm in a room called the lair. And this isn't part of home. This is work. I don't work at home, and I don't work on weekends. I'll stay in the office till 10 o'clock at night, but it's not going home with me. So that could be a ground rule, right? But you have to be, may I just say, by the way, especially to the women in the group, say no. The word no is your best friend. Learn to say no. Say no to a PLN. Say no to a request, but you really need to set your boundaries. And a lot of it is knowing yourself and what you want. So maybe another PLN ground rules is having an internal list of your needs and always checking against that list. Are my needs being met?
Yeah, and an easy one is don't sell. That's another one that people are looking for.
Oh, Jesus.
There's nothing worse than getting somebody into your group and all they want to do is just keep pitching things. And then the whole group starts to feel uncomfortable and it's like, okay, what do we do now?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sitting on my hands. Okay. I'm sitting on my hands. Sorry. I'm a hand talker, people. I'm sorry. I will say one time at one conference, my Fitbit clocked me at about 10,000 steps in 2 hours from the hand talking. Mm-hmm. Becoming too familiar, you know, that might work for your PLN. It depends on what the goal is. And that also then depends on what your internal rules are. If you haven't done it, if you haven't done it, I would go through and write down, if you want to be in a PLN, write down what you want to get out of it and what you're willing to give. How Yep. will you serve your PLN? And what do you want from it? And then put it out. You know, you're on social media. You might be surprised. You can have people in your Facebook friends that would love to be part of your personal learning network.
Yeah, or they'll invite you into theirs, you know, and mm-hmm. it all has to start somewhere. And I think, Tricia, you can echo this. Us introverts, I find it very easy to do virtual and online conversations and get connected with learning networks. So if you feel like you're an introvert and you're really scared or afraid or concerned about, how do you go about doing it? Know that it's a lot easier to do virtually and online, and it is possible.
Okay, may I just say in response to that, people never believe that I'm an introvert. And that's one reason at conferences why Jimmy has to walk me there. I don't want to go. And it drains me when I do go. I mean, drains me. And my brother, who actually has a master's degree in this field, did you know that, Brent? That my brother has a master's degree in this field. He doesn't work in here anymore. His career took a turn, but he tried to tell me to go to conferences. Now, my brother is like my dad. They've never met a stranger. My brother will walk up to people and say, "Hi, my name is Michael." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." So for me, before I could go and meet people in person, I had to know something about them. And I got that personally through Twitter. There are now Slack channels. There is Facebook. You can meet people on LinkedIn in different groups and whatnot. And then when you go to a conference, they know your name and your face. And you could say, "Hey, I want to meet people who do blah." Or you could just reach out to them online and say, "Hey, I want to meet people who know blah." And they will give you, they'll help you. I couldn't be me until I knew people online. I'm not a networker. And those of you who can walk up to one of those big 8-top tables, at conferences, those horrible, horrible, horrible lunch tables that seat like 20 and everybody seems to know everybody and you're all by yourself and you don't want to sit down because you don't want to look like a loser, but yet you're really hungry and your feet hurt. And so you then wander around trying to look like you are doing this on purpose, but you're not. Yeah. That's okay.
I think that's why it's been so fantastic to have you with us today talking about this, because I think for a lot of extroverts, at building a PLN is super easy, but it's a fun topic to talk about with somebody like yourself who does find it to be challenging. We appreciate that.
And by the way, for you guys, I very rarely go to the ATD ICE conferences because they're too big. They're too big. There's too many people. And it overwhelms me. So I don't go. I just can't. I don't know what to do with myself. If you have a PLN that you're comfortable with and they know that about you, they will take you under their wing.
And don't forget to take people under your wing too. The other thing, right? Like, be helpful, be of service to others.
Be of service. That is so key. Oh, Jennifer, by the way, if you're pretending, come pretend with me and we can be the nerdy dorks in the corner.
There's got to be we should maybe label a table next time. The quiet, nerdy people that are afraid to talk. Let's all go sit together and not talk together.
I'm not afraid to talk. I'm afraid to talk to strangers.
Ah, yeah, there we go. Okay.
Once you get to know me, you can't shut me up.
There's the clarity. Hey, we're running out of time. We can talk about this kind of stuff all day long.
Oh, my God. I've got gray hair. You guys, look at that.
I don't see it.
Oh, my God. I've got gray hair. What are we doing? Trisha, thanks so much for joining us. Squad goals with PLNs would be to get to a point where you can call people meanie heads and you mean it. I think. But in the most loving and service-oriented way.
That is your goal. You want to be able to tell somebody that they're being a meanie head and they're wrong. And you want to be comfortable enough to say it. And if you can get there, you've got it.
That is awesome. Hey, you know, drop your, if you're okay with people reaching out to you and your Twitter, drop your handle into the chat. Let people know.
Okay, by the way, you guys.
They can reach out. And while you're doing that,
Ransom on LinkedIn. I'm Trisha Ransom. Oops, I spelled my name. You guys, just look for Trisha Ransom with the bright pink shirt, and this bright yellow is me on Twitter.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Nice song.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah, it'll stick in your mind all the rest of the day. You're going to be dancing in your chair.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Talk to everybody next week.
Wrap it up.
Bye.